Chapter 28. Trick or Treat. The party lasts until 2. All the old people, my dad, Jennifer, Mom, Lex, basically everyone over 30, have called it a night. And now it's just the kids.
"Are you sure you don't mind if we go?" Jennifer asked before she left. "Are you positive? Whatever you want, girls, tell me. I'll do it."
But when the gravestones start shifting back to their original positions, we know it's time.
"Where to now?" Karen asks. "We need an after party."
"How about the Halloween parade in the East Village?" Miri says. "That should be starting around now."
"Oh, fun!"
Everyone cheers. So we zap ourselves back to New York and find ourselves a spot on 6th Avenue. With our hats back on, we fit right in. We cheer for all the people in costume as they pass us by. The devils, angels, hamburgers, buildings, cartoon characters. All these people coming out in honor of our Samsorta without even realizing it.
"Having fun?" I ask Tammy, slinging my arm through hers. "The best time ever," she says, and gives me the scuba okay sign with her fingers.
Her nose is bright red from the cold.
"And Adam?" I say. I've been noticing the way he looks at her, like he's bewitched.
"He is cute," she says, "but I will never speak to him again if you care about him even in the slightest."
"Tammy, nothing would make me happier than seeing you two together," I tell her. "If only Raph and I were still together, we could witch double."
"Do you miss him?"
Tammy asks me.
"More than anything," I say.
She turns away from the parade and faces me.
"Then let's go," she says.
"Where?"
"You know,"
she says. "I do?" I ask. But then I realize I do.
"Whip out that battery," she orders. "It's time to get Raph back."
I nod. It is time to get Raph back. I think we can walk. School is only a few blocks away.
"Oh, come on," she says with a glint in her eye. "The batteries are fun."
Frankenstein parades by us. "I hope I haven't created a monster," I say. The school gym is decorated like a haunted house. There are skeleton cutouts pasted to the door, and the fog machine is on full blast inside. When we pay the entrance ticket, Kat throws her arms around us.
"I'm so glad you made it. I thought you weren't coming. Wow, you guys look gorgeous. And you brought so many people. You're the best."
I hadn't been planning on dragging along the whole gang, but it's harder to shake a group of witches and warlocks than you think. I sniff something familiar. "You smell great. Like, what is that?"
"My new perfume. I just picked it up a few hours ago. What do you think? It's supposed to smell like Paris."
"Interesting. Could that be our Sam Giftoro? It's no Grand Canyon, but it sure is fun."
"It's magical," I say. I look around.
"Is Raph here?"
"He left," she says, and gives me a knowing look. "He didn't seem to be having too much fun."
"He left?" I repeat.
"Just 2 seconds ago," she says. "He's probably just around the corner."
I take off. I have to find him. I have to tell him. Tonight. I run down the street and spot him about to turn the corner. I know it's him because I can still see the avoiding spell.
"Raph!"
I scream. He's wearing another new leather jacket, this one with funky green stitching. A Raph original, I'm guessing. He turns around and sees me. I'm too far away to read the expression on his face, but I don't stop running until I reach him.
"Raph,"
I say, out of breath.
"Hey,"
he says, but I can't read his eyes.
Up close, I see that under his funky new jacket, he's wearing all yellow. He's mustard. Mustard without his ketchup.
I need to talk to you, I say.
He looks at the ground.
About the other guy?
There's no other guy, I say, shaking my head. There never was. I mean, he exists. I just never had feelings for him.
But then why did you break up with me?
His eyes are filled with confusion. His beautiful brown eyes. Here it is. The real moment of truth. But I need him to know. Sure, he might get freaked out. He might get scared. But I have to try. I have to give him a chance to get me. I take both his hands. He looks back up at me. And I jump right in. I know what I'm about to say sounds crazy, but just listen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch, my sister is a witch, and I don't mean dressed like a witch, which I am, kind of. I mean an actual witch with magical powers. The words are pouring out fast, but I need to get them all out. And at first I was going to tell you, but then, see, I told my dad and he freaked out, didn't talk to me for a week. So then I decided that I wasn't going to tell you, ever. But then I decided that you deserve more than that. We deserve more than that. So I broke up with you and told you I was with Adam when it had nothing to do with Adam. He's just a warlock friend. A friend who might be hooking up with Tammy as we speak, actually. But anyway, I stopped to judge his expression, but he's still just staring. He hasn't let go of my hands, though. That's a good sign, right? Of course, he could be frozen in shock. I take a breath and continue. See, my dad got over it, and I hope you can too. Because I love you. I really, truly do. See? I point to my necklace. I'm still wearing your heart. I'm also wearing a broom charm that I got, because my magic is also important to me. You both are. But anyway, I love you, and I hope that you still love me. I know you probably need proof, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn your outfit red. I take a breath. Are you ready? He still hasn't let go of my hands. He nods. I chant. Like new becomes old, like live becomes dead, Raph's Halloween costume please become red. Okay, I know that mentioning death might freak him out, but the only other option was, like, single becomes wed, and that definitely would have sent him running. Hello, he's a teenage boy. And no matter what happens, I'm adding my color spells to the spellbook tonight. It's only fair that I share my spell brilliance with the world, no? A rush of cold, and zap! His pants and shirt quiver and then darken to red. His jaw drops. Crazy, huh? He nods, closes his mouth. He still hasn't let go of my hands. Raph, you still with me? He nods again, looking dazed. And I just want to tell you again how much I love you, I add. 'Cause I do. He opens his mouth again. Yes, I say, my heart thumping.
I think I might be in shock,
he says,
and I know I need time to absorb everything you just said, but all I keep thinking is, she loves me.
My heart soars. Really?
Yeah.
He looks back down at his outfit.
Although I might have some questions for you tomorrow.
But he doesn't have any questions for me now. And that's good, because it's time to kiss and make up. Wait, I say suddenly. I have a question for you. What is Raph short for?
Raphael,
he says. Raphael, I repeat. I like it. I lean in for my kiss. Kiss 132. Instead of standing in the middle of the street, we decide to pop in at the dance. And by pop, I mean open the door. I can show him spells tomorrow. I can give him more info then, too. Tonight, we should just enjoy. I'm assuming he doesn't need to know the whole, "I once put a spell on your brother because I thought it was you" part right away, right? When we walk in, I see that my whole gang is still here, dancing.
"More witches?"
he asks, taking in the other heliotrope dresses and hats. I nod.
"Cool,"
he says.
"Cool. He said cool.
That's another good sign, right?"
"Ribbit."
What was that? I look around.
"Ribbit."
Gwendolyn grabs me by the arm.
"Rachel," she murmurs, "I may have done something bad."
"What?" I ask, turning to her.
"Ribbit."
"Well, Cassandra was here, and as soon as she saw us, she started in again. You know, chanting my name, and you're not going to believe what she was dressed as. The evil witch from the Wizard of Oz, with a big fake nose and a black hat and a black cloak. I tried to ignore her, but then I saw her bugging Tammy, and I know you wanted me to keep magic out of school, but..."
"Gwendolyn, forget what I said, honestly. You be you. Do magic, don't do magic, appear, disappear, do whatever you want."
"I'm glad you feel that way."
She raises her hand and shows me a frog on it. A frog in an all-black mini witch's outfit.
"Ribbit."
"'Cause I kind of snapped. I'll turn her back after the dance. It's all good. And I'm keeping her in my hand so she doesn't get stepped on."
I laugh. I can't help it. I think back to the frog Cassandra put in Gwendolyn's locker. If anyone deserved to be turned into a frog, it was Cassandra. She smiles.
"I'm glad you feel that way. But I should warn you, I think she knows I'm a witch now."
"I wouldn't worry about her," I say. "I can't imagine she's going to give you any more problems." The frog hops out of her hand, and Gwendolyn chases through the room after it. So Cassandra knows, and Tammy knows, and Raph knows. Will other people find out too? What will they think? Will they be afraid of me, shun me, or think it's cool?
"I'm guessing Gwendolyn is a witch too?" Raph asks, putting his arm around me.
"You'd have to ask her," I say. "Witch honor and all that."
"But she's chasing after a frog. Did that frog used to be a person?"
"It's all good," I tell him, leading him to the dance floor. "I'll explain everything tomorrow. Tonight, we dance." He pulls me against him, and we're swaying back and forth. We're dancing. We're dancing. Wahoo! It took almost a year, but my number one wish, to dance with Raph at a school social, has finally come true. And I didn't even need to use a spell. I just needed to be my charming self. Halfway through the song, Raph asks,
"Can you just tell me who Gwendolyn turned into a frog?"
"I think it was her boyfriend," I joke. "So you better be nice to me." He laughs.
"You're kidding, right?"
"Of course I'm kidding." I plant kiss number 133 on his lips. "I'm 100% kidding. Maybe 99%. You never know, right?"